Digital Radio. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, March 9th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online, the digital radio. You can listen to us there 24/7. Also, you visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The 2026 NFL free agency begins today. A lot of big moves, a lot of predictions happening, a few surprises. And joining us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Good to be here. Yeah, I had to dress up for free agency day. Got the suit on like Adam Schefter, man. I'm ready to go.
Today is the day, of course. What happens? A lot of these people are a whole lot of these teams are releasing certain players by a certain date. Some have to eat some money. But hey, it is what it is. You make some bad decisions and you got to correct them. And that's what free agency is. The combine. Not too much news coming out of the combine, but we'll talk about that because Mr. Madden is seeing some signs, some variables that could help the Browns go into the next level of the AFC North. Let's go for the biggest news, which was very predictable. Dolphins releasing Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, after six seasons. The Dolphins are going to eat $99 million for the next 2 years. Dan, Dolphins, you know, did not want to keep Tua, but they're going to pull what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson a couple of years ago. But what are your thoughts over what's going on in Miami?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we saw this come in with the new coaching staff coming in, that they weren't fully committing on Tua. They said that they were open to all possibilities, but I think we all knew what was coming. And they just have had enough, and they're obviously moving on with the latest with Malik Willis here. So, but you know, we'll see. You know, where Tua ends. You know, there could be rumblings, maybe to Atlanta. Who knows?
Yeah, there is some rumblings. Tua is not done yet. Obviously, that retirement was a talking point in other sports shows. But hey, Tua had a. How would you rate his tenure there? Like, I would say a C, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, he had one good season, and maybe another good season.
Yeah, it was pretty sparse. I mean, I think, yeah. He had some splashes, but the overall tenure wasn't good. And, of course, you know, with it, some of it could be from multiple concussions. I mean, how that has effect on how you play, that could play a part in it too.
Yeah, big time. So we'll see what happens. But Miami, they had this plan. They cut Tua and they signed Malik Willis from Liberty University, my former university alum, to a 3-year, $67.5 million contract. He had a good time in Green Bay. Of course, the GM for the Dolphins is from Green Bay. The head coach is from Green Bay. Now their QB1 is from Green Bay. Dan, not surprised. We see this with other teams when they move their coaches around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a Green Bay of the South, like you said. You know, it's you like to go with somebody that you're familiar with and your coaches and players. So it's not uncommon to see this happen.
Quite interesting path for Malik Willis, you know, and when he was in Tennessee, he did not have a good time there. But when Green Bay, he definitely improved under LaFleur. So is he a legit QB1, Dan? Or, hey, he had a good one.
We've seen this story before. I mean, the guy Darnold just won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think that opens it up to these players that, you know, for these second coming type stories. And let's, you know, Tennessee's is close second to the Browns where quarterbacks go to die. So let's not, you know, get, you know, with Tennessee, we didn't do well there. So, you know, I think he, you know, could do good in Miami.
There's two places where they improve quarterbacks. It's San Francisco and Minnesota. That's the two teams I always see bad quarterbacks turn into gold for some reason. We'll see what happens with Malik Willis, but good comeback story. I think this was the plan all along when they interviewed the GM and the coach. Hey, we got Malik Willis.
Right, yeah. No,
don't worry about Tua.
They had that conversation. Sure.
Hey, but Tua's not done. Atlanta's interesting, pushing to sign Tua Tagovailoa after the Dolphins exit. Their main quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., is recovering from a torn ACL, Dan. Everyone's saying Tua will be good playing indoors. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a risky move. I mean, particularly if he's going to go to Atlanta. I mean, you don't know, you know, Stefanski's been dealing with no quarterbacks for how long, and you're going to go into a situation and bring a guy in. You're not sure if he still has got it. I mean, I'm not comfortable with that as a first-year head coach after I just got fired. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, Atlanta released Kirk Cousins, so they do need someone to come in to take care of Michael Penix. You know, Tua throws well with tight ends. Stefanski is a tight end coach.
I don't know if Tua is a type of guy that's going to be a back, want to go somewhere to be a backup. I think he might have a hard time with that. I mean, if they're willing to say Penix is the starter – I mean, Tua has kind of a person that, you know, hey, I'm going to take a back seat, but that might be his only gig this year. So until he can
that's
prove
the thing.
Himself.
This kind of reminds me a bit of Russell Wilson, a little bit, but not so much. Anyways, let's go to Browns country. Breaking news. They're signing former Chargers first round guard Zion Johnson to a 3-year, $49.5 million deal. I didn't see this coming, Dan. Did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, I think the Browns you're kind of showing their cards a little bit, what they're going to do in the draft. I mean, this is their second signing, their trade. And I mean, they had another, forget the name, offensive lineman was a big deal. So this is the second one. So it tells me possibly that they could be looking to get a receiver with that number six spot or the 25th, right? Or their next pick. They might be looking to get some veteran guys in the line right now and then going elsewhere.
Zion Johnson played for the Chargers. Young guy drafted in 2022. 17th overall pick, Dan. First round.
Yeah.
This guy's still fresh.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, you know, they it's a complete rebuild for that offensive line. So this could be the starting point of that.
What do you see about Tom Monken so far? Is he making the right moves? Yeah. Are you feeling optimistic about him so far?
No, I am. I think, you know, he is saying the right things. You know, he's brought some good coaches along with him, people that he's comfortable with. And we'll see what he'll do, you know, with this Garrett. There's rumblings that he might be traded. I hope not. And but I'm hearing that, you know, he's reportedly not communicating with the new coaching staff.
That's not good.
You know, there's trade rumors since the Max Crosby deal. I mean, anybody is able to be traded. So I don't know. I mean, you're not going to have to get a lot for him. So,
but where is Myles Garrett's, you know, head space at? Is he like, I'm sticking with the Browns, I'm loyal to, I mean, they drafted me, or hey, I want to win the Super Bowl eventually. I don't know if Cleveland can
I think
do
a
it.
Part of it I mean I think he wanted Schwartz too. I mean, he was a big advocate of him and 100%. Having to play under someone else, even though they say nothing's going to change. I mean, I think that was kind of a slap in the face of him for him, Garrett, that you didn't go with the guy that essentially, you know, built that defense and he was playing hard for, and all the defense really. So I think that could have a part to it. I mean, obviously, you know, he signed the big check, and so, you know, money talks. So, but when it comes down to it, I mean, he wants to win and play for a coach that he wants to play for.
Yeah. quite something. We'll see what happens. The two defensive coordinators that you want on your team is either Brian Flores or Jim Schwartz. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz, I don't think he can coach for another year or so.
No.
Quite something. Indianapolis making some news. They put a transition tag to Daniel Jones last week. This week, they're trading Michael Pittman to the Steelers. Is this good for the Steelers? What's going on there? Is this going to be a good addition for maybe Aaron Rodgers or maybe the other guy?
They did need another receiver to stretch the field. I mean, we saw that this past year.
That's one of the problems they were having.
Yeah, they couldn't do that.
Will Howard, I mean.
We'll see, who the quarterback is. But it definitely gives them a weapon because their offense was average, below average at best. I mean, they were punting
losing against the Texans
most of the year. Yeah. Oh,
gosh. What I've heard about the quarterback situation, Aaron Rodgers, Steelers said, look, if we don't get him, we're going to start our QB2, Will Howard. They're not ashamed. Yeah. They're sticking with him. What are your thoughts over that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always thought, Will Howard should get his shot. I mean, he was talented at Ohio State. One thing about Ohio State, if you notice, their quarterbacks are really good in college, but it doesn't implement in the pros too much. I mean,
doesn't translate.
Fields and Stroud are probably the best things that's ever came, from Ohio State, and they're, somewhat average. So it'll be interesting if Will Howard can erase that. I think he has some talent and might as well give him a shot.
Yeah, quite something. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I think Aaron Rodgers might decide by March this month, actually.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, Colts also re-signing Alec Pierce to a 4-year, $160 million deal. Good kid, young, talented. I think that was a good re-sign by the Colts.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, they needed to make that happen and, has a lot of talent. So, I think the Colts, they had a very disappointing year, kind of starting off hot. And so, they need to get those pieces in place to do better this upcoming year.
And the reason why that you're seeing these big contracts is the salary cap went up this past couple of weeks. It's now $301.2 million. 2 years ago, it was $255.5 million. Damn, that makes a difference. $45 million more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, for sure.
1994 was $34.6
million. It's inflation.
It's big time. And also TV deals, Netflix, and all that stuff. We'll see what happens. I can see a Super Bowl in pay-per-view, by the way.
Ooh. That would make some people mad.
But people will still pay for it, I'm telling you.
Hell yeah.
All right. I didn't see this coming. I don't think Dan did. Chiefs are signing Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III. Walker will ink a 3-year deal worth of $45 million, according to Ian Rappaport. The contract, which includes a base of $14.34 million per year, that's more than Saquon Barkley. Also has a $28.7 million deal. I didn't see this happening. The Chiefs do need a running game, but your thoughts on this?
Yeah. No, I didn't see this happening either. I mean, when MVP and, you have won all this money, and the Chiefs, they're in dire need to make something happen. I mean, especially Mahomes. I mean, if they don't win, who knows if he'll continue to be there.
Which they restructured his contract at for.
Yeah, isn't Pacheco? He's a free agent, right?
I believe so. Let me double check on Pacheco. That's a good
him
question.
Him and Kareem Hunt are both free agents, so maybe they're going to be on the move, and that's why they brought him in. But you kind of in this NFL, you need a 1-2 punch. So maybe one of them stays.
You need to have two good running backs and two good wide receivers to have things happening.
Mm-hmm.
There are pending free agents and Kareem Hunt too.
Yeah.
So that explains it in a way. But hey, I'll take Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
So sad news for Tampa. Mike Evans, wide receiver, star wide receiver, veteran. 12-year run is over in Tampa. He's going to San Francisco 49ers. He's going to be a Brock Purdy option. Dan, I think this is good for the Niners because they needed some wide receiver help too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Some deep shots, down the field. I mean, Mike Evans ages like fine wine. I mean, he continues to stretch the field and you know, good pickup for the Niners. I mean, Evans, you know, kind of was Baker Mayfield's go-to. So that's unfortunate for them, but
not good for Baker.
I think he'll fit in and at the Niners for sure.
Yeah, the Brandon Ayuk deal did not do well for San Francisco. He walked out of the team pretty much middle of the season. And all they had was Ricky Pearsall and, of course, their tight end. So this will be a big help for San Francisco. Is it going to push them over the top? I can't really say. But,
yeah. Yeah, if they stay healthy. I mean, that's been their problem for the last 2 years.
And their electric thing.
You know.
quite something. Back to the Chiefs. Travis Kelce is returning for the 14th season with the Chiefs. He's decided. I think I have his contract details. Chiefs enduring this point. Yeah, so he's coming back. I think he sees some possibility. Maybe like the Kenneth Walker thing was a plus, I guess.
Yeah, he kind of hinted on his podcast about a month ago, you know, that he would possibly come in. I forget what he said, but you know, kind of saw this coming. I mean, it could be, we say this, it could be his last year, but you know, happy that he's coming back. You know, the NFL probably like, you're coming back, what do you need? We'll pay, you know, with Taylor coming out, you know, it's good PR for the NFL. So
yeah, no, it's quite something. Yeah, with Taylor Swift. So we'll see what happens there. Cowboys acquiring Rashawn Gary from the Packers. He's going to rejoin Mr. Kenny Clark. They're trading defensive line Rashawn Gary to Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a late round draft pick in 2027. That's a big year, by the way, for quarterbacks. The move comes days after Gary hinted at his exit from Green Bay in a since deleted post on social media. A lot of these players know kind of a couple of days ahead, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, he had a heads up and, you know, a good pick. You know, the Cowboys got to get a little bit of better defensively, so could be a good pickup for him.
With also Aubrey, he got re-signed as well. I think he might be the highest paid kicker, perhaps.
Yeah, he could probably name his price. I mean, you get 70 yarders. I mean,
quite something. All right, let's talk about this a little bit more. We mentioned it earlier. What are your thoughts about Raiders trading Max Crosby to the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those that, you know, you're kind of surprised by it, that, you know, you would trade somebody of his caliber. But I think the Raiders right now are in somewhat of a rebuild, like the Browns. I mean, they've been
quarterback coming
for a while, you know. So, I mean, I think they're looking for picks and the future. So I think they were willing to do that.
Quite something. We'll see what happens in Baltimore. New coach as well. Browns offensive tackle Jedrick Willis, who sat out last season to fully recover from a knee injury, has been on a tour of visits with NFL teams, including the Patriots and with the Lions. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, somewhat saw this coming. I think that's probably why the Browns are, you know, bringing some of these other linemen in, you know, we're maybe not expecting him to come back.
Yeah, it's quite something. So we'll see what happens. Another news from Cleveland. Browns announced they have terminated the contract of Cornelius Lucas and waived Justin Osborne. They're cleaning house a bit.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's I mean, some of these, you know, you got new ideas, new coaches, and new direction, and you know, somewhat of a rebuild in positions for sure. So, not surprising.
Browns also acquired Titus Howard to play him at offensive tackle. Howard started games at guard and tackle last season.
Yeah, that's the one that we picked up, I think, last week. So, definitely.
To the Texans.
Yeah. They're number one trade partner. I'm like, can we trade with anybody else? Is the Texans the only phone number of the general manager you got? I mean, it's
quite something. Yeah, as a reference with a quarterback. What do you think was going to happen with quarterback for the Browns next season, Dan? You think it's going to be Shador? Yeah. Or you think they might pick up a person like Kyler Murray?
Yeah, so there was rumblings that Kyler Murray may come to the fold, because you could kind of get him as a cheap, like a Russell Wilson type deal, you know, for a year, a million, you know, plus a little bit. But I don't foresee Kyler Murray wanting to come to the Browns. So I'm not sure. I think the Cleveland has made it clear that there's going to be a quarterback competition. I think it's going to be Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders battling up. I think Dillon Gabriel is going to be on the trade block or released, and they might bring in another person to compete as well, a veteran type. So that's kind of where I see it. Everything's on the table. They're not committing to Shador. I would like them to commit to Shador. I mean, we kind of saw what Deshaun had, but I mean, they're playing, you know, they paid this guy a ton of money, and I think they want to see if there's anything left in the tank. And I guess we'll find out.
You really think he'll come back? Sean Watson to start the whole season, or?
I mean, his recovery's coming good. I mean, supposedly that's what they say. So I think they did make it clear that it's going to be a competition. And they're not committing who it's going to be.
I don't check that with Deshaun. I don't check out.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I think they should just do what the Dolphins did. Cut him, eat the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, hey, it is what it is. But then Deshaun, would he ever be picked up somewhere? So QB2, QB3?
Maybe a backup, you know. But, I mean, at that point, I mean, you got, you know, $300 million. I mean, just, you know, go on vacation. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Why are you going to go be a backup? You know,
right, something. And then I haven't heard anything about any more allegations lately. So
no,
things that kind of slowed down that front. So anyways, we have a word from our sponsors, and we'll get back with the NBA and the Cavaliers. What if your AI didn't just answer questions, but actually did the work for you? That's where OpenClaw comes in. OpenClaw is an open source autonomous AI assistant. Instead of just chatting, it can take action, managing emails, sending messages, running scripts, and even automating workflows directly on your computer. You install it locally, connect it to large language models like GPT or Claude, and interact with it through apps like Telegram or Discord. From there, it can operate in the background, handling real tasks with persistent memory. But here's the catch. Because it can access files, emails, and system commands, security is a serious concern. It's powerful, but it requires careful setup. OpenClaw represents the next wave of AI. If you have any questions, please contact us at SleonProductions.com. There you go, OpenClaw. Get your... I don't know if OpenClaw could run your funeral business, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you could pretty much do anything. A lot of stuff with AI today. I mean, literally, a family gave me a picture with their obituary written like in handwriting, and I literally put that in AI, and I'm like, type this up exactly the way these pictures are, and it saved me like 20 minutes of typing.
There you have it. BTS behind the scenes there. Cavaliers yesterday welcomed Mr. Jason Tatum back to the NBA after suffering an Achilles injury, but they lost yesterday 109-98. It was a good welcome back party for Tatum. I think he only played for 25 minutes or so. Jaylen Brown scored 23 points. Tatum had 20, and the Cavs lost. Peyton Pritchard had 18 points. Donovan Mitchell had 30 points, and Evan Mobley had 24 points and 8 rebounds. But Dan, your thoughts over this welcome back party in the Northeast?
Yeah, so, you know, Tatum, I mean, what a remarkable story to be able to battle back from that injury. No one really thought that he would be back. I mean, the Celtics were playing great in second place without him. I mean, so this is kind of puts them up. I think they could be one seed over Detroit, but Fortunately, I had to work yesterday. I was following the score. I was saved the frustration in this game. It was a blowout city there in the first half. Cavs kind of battled back a little bit, but this team is different with Tatum. And moving forward, I think the Cavs, you know, I think, you know, they kind of live and die by the three. The three wasn't falling yesterday. And I think they need to get the ball more into Mobley and Allen a little bit early and then open up the three. And hopefully Strus is going to be coming back. He's in light workouts. I'm going to be starting playing a little bit in the Cleveland Charge team to get his game action going. So hopefully in the next few weeks, he'll be back. And, you know, the Cavs still have a shot to at least get two seed. They get some stretch. I'm actually going on Sunday. They play the Dallas Mavericks. So we're going to see Cooper Flagg. So
good game. It
should be a good game there in Cleveland.
Quite something. Hey, you have to worry about it. Detroit Pistons have lost four in a row, Dan. They're still number one. Celtics are number two. Now that Tatum's back, they could overtake that number one spot.
Yeah.
Knicks are number three, and Cavs, would Knicks actually beat the Lakers yesterday? Actually, maybe the Lakers beat the Knicks. I don't know.
No, yeah, the Knicks lost yesterday.
Yeah, so lost in L.A., and Cavs are number four. How do you see the standings? Can Cavs push a little bit more, get that more home field advantage, or, hey, Knicks are tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a possibility, you know, for them to, if they stay healthy, that's the key for the Cavs the last 3 years, to stay healthy. But I think they can definitely, you know, get in that 2-3 spot. But I do think the Celtics are going to overtake the Pistons. So it'll be a battle between that, you know, 2 and 3 between the Pistons, Knicks, and Cavs. So we'll see what happens.
With that system of Boston is impeccable, amazing. In the West, we got the OKC at number one, the defending champions. Spurs are looking good. They beat the Rockets yesterday pretty bad. They might, you know, overtake that number one spot, which is a rivalry with OKC. 3 to Timberwolves with Edwards. 4 Rockets, a young team with Kevin Durant. 5 Lakers, they're doing pretty good with no LeBron. Nuggets 6-7, Suns and 8 Warriors. But the West, gosh, it feels like the Spurs can make a good run.
Yeah, no, they're really peaking. I mean, they got a lot of stars, and they do have a shot, you know, to get that number one seed. The West, I mean, it's just been kind of a weak year out there. Yeah. I mean, who would think the Warriors would be at 8? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just the Clippers. I mean, it's
a wild, wild west.
You got the 5th and 6th at, you know, 39 wins, you know.
I mean, yeah, that's way even. Unbelievable. Hey, good job for the leg show for being competitive. James Harden, what's going on there, Dan? I think he played against Boston 38 minutes.
Yeah.
19 points, not bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's definitely had an impact for this team, but all the guys that they brought in the trade deadline are doing well. I mean, Harden, you know, he is a facilitator. He can pick his points or, you know, spots where he wants to score, and I think he made the team better. So hopefully we'll see down the stretch. I mean, he doesn't do real well in the playoffs and the big games, so hopefully he can change that reputation.
Good thing he's not the number one guy in Cleveland. So we got Donovan Mitchell that will take care of those last minute shots, right? Give the ball to him, not Harden.
Yeah.
For that 0.1 second shot. Well, there you have it. A lot going on NFL free agency. A couple of names are still out there. I don't know if any names are going to be traded, you think? I mean, we could see a Myles Garrett, but anyone else?
I'm not really hearing, any rumblings in that regard, any big trades or anything.
Yeah, that's quite something. We'll see. Of course, Kyler Murray, quarterback, still up in the air. Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins. It's really interesting what Minnesota is going to do, Dan, because I don't think they trust their number one quarterback there so far.
No. I think they're ready to move on from him.
JJ McCarthy, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see, you know, the question is, you know, who are you going to move on with? And do you bring in a bridge guy and, you know, try to get somebody in the draft? But this isn't a deep draft. I mean,
no, maybe, it's just one or two quarterbacks, 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you know, of course, we got Mendoza. I mean, here the Raiders could trade down, give up. No, I'm not. I won't give up Mendoza.
No.
You know, no. Trent Henderson, where do you think he'll go?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, could he end up somewhere? I mean, they were talking about Browns. I don't see that. Could he maybe go to Atlanta? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, if Tua doesn't work out, but I don't know.
Actually, Raiders made a big move today. Not too long ago, they signed center Tyler Linderbaum. He's one of the best linemen in the league right now. And so Raiders are trying to pick up some stuff going on. So,
yeah, need to get a lineman for a new quarterback. That's for sure. That's important.
David Njoku, where do you think he'll go?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to want to go for a contender. So I don't know. Maybe like the Bills, maybe.
I see the Bills, not the Giants. I thought the Giants, because the Giants, one of their tight ends went to Tennessee today, so that might be a good open spot for them. But we'll see what happens in NFL free agency, new teams. Who else besides Kyler Murray? Who was the other quarterbacks of free agent that got dropped? I forgot. I'm looking it up right now, but I can't find the name. I think Dan's looking up as well.
Yeah.
But I can't. Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's available. So
I don't know if anyone would be interested. I mean,
I don't know. He could possibly be a QB2, Dan.
Yeah, right. Yeah, QB2. So, yeah.
Well, there you have it. A lot going on. We'll be live tweeting throughout the day. Malik Willis got signed, so he's good. He's coming down to Miami. Tua has his house is on listing right now. Maybe we can take that over as well. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about how to start a funeral home?
Hey, you can meet me on Instagram or TikTok, Dan the Funeral Man, or X at D Funeral Man.
You should have some type of a series on like how to start those, you know.
Yeah, but then I'll encourage competitors.
Oh, that's right.
No. That's secret sauce.
All right, there you have it. Yeah, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week. Looking forward to what's going to happen free agency. The cap has moved up, so people could spend a little bit more. The running back thing is going to go up. I think that Saquon Barkley 12 has been broken today, the $16 million. We could see the most expensive quarterback, perhaps. We'll find out. Yeah. Anyways, Dan, anything else?
All right. Nope. Good deal. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Miami, Ohio. They need to get in the NCAA tournament, 30-0.
They're undefeated.
They're undefeated. They're saying that if they don't win the conference championship, they're not getting in. And I'm calling that's malarkey. Oh, they need to get in 30-0, and got to get them in there.
Looks like it's going to be a Duke win this year.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, yeah, they dominated North Carolina. So
Cam Boozer. Anyways, tough. March Madness, right. At the Sportscast. This was the update.